USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More roller coasters on Wall Street. The Dow fell more than 1,300 points. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
I think that the market has probably reacted a bit in expectation that this is going to cause a very significant slowing, which some would say is a recession that's already in the works.
The Pentagon is stepping up its efforts to combat the coronavirus. Military transport aircraft have moved at least 500,000 test kits to various locations around the country. Two military ships will head to locations where doctors are inundated with virus cases. And the Air and Army National Guard are now assisting in 23 states. Also, the fate of the Summer Olympics is still unsure. Olympic officials and host Japan have continued to say they will go ahead on July 24th. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Trump announced in a statement he signed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. The Senate voted 90-8 in favor of the bill 4 days after the House overwhelmingly passed it with a vote in the middle of the night. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The bipartisan measure includes free coronavirus testing, paid sick leave for those who need it, and a boost in unemployment benefits and food assistance. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the best stimulus package is the one that lets you continue to work and earn a paycheck.
I want to stimulate the economy, but it's impossible to stimulate it when it's locked down. If I gave you your paycheck, that would be enough to get you through until we can find a way to fully deal with the virus. Your paycheck plus $1,000 doesn't do you any good. Instead of getting a government check, I want you to get your paycheck as much as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
China says it's revoking media credentials of Americans working for three major U.S. newspapers. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
It's the largest expulsion of foreign journalists by China in the post-Mao Zedong era, amid an escalating battle with the Trump administration over media operating in the two countries. China expelling American journalists working for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. It escalates the tit-for-tat battle between China and the United States over resident foreign media that saw Washington this month slash the number of Chinese nationals permitted to work at the U.S. offices of major Chinese state-owned media outlets. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A multifaceted storm system is slated to bring blizzard conditions to parts of the northern plains and record challenging heat to portions of the mid-Atlantic. Winter is going out with a bang in terms of severe weather over the central states as spring officially arrives. The storm system is the same one responsible for bringing the much-needed rainfall to California and burying the Sierra Nevadas with tons of snow. Prior to the system's arrival, a small pocket of severe thunderstorms erupted in western Texas. Yet another round of severe weather is expected from eastern Texas and Oklahoma to Missouri, Illinois, southern Iowa, and eastern Nebraska. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.